see we went to see Reginald D. Hunter.
Failure to launch.
So obviously, to start with, it was always planned to be a date for me and Niall, yeah. But we thought we'd better ask Adam.
He'll only boot off if we don't.
He'll only fucking moan. And anyway, invited Adam. It turns out Adam had actually. You found a copy of my excuse book, didn't you? Was that right?
I did. It's not as good as you made it out to be.
They were very John excuses, to be fair. Crap.
Well, yeah. I mean, but this is the thing, is that you need
John,
to know...
a bit watered down.
You need to know how to use those excuses.
Yeah, I'm not a master of excuse making. Like
nah,
clearly.
See?
Yeah.
The application was where you failed.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, anyway, we ended up...
You couldn't come because you might not finish work on time, but it started at 8 in the evening, and you've never worked that late. Correct?
No, but it is an hour from my house.
It's an hour from his house.
Yeah, but he finishes work at 5 o'clock every fucking day.
Well, I thought he told me.
Yeah, it turned out to be 5:15.
Yeah, it was. I was like, are you walking there? Is everything all right? And I'm sat on my sofa chatting for far too long.
Way too long, yeah. Basically bitching about Adam.
We were, yeah.
No, honestly, we were just literally bitching about you.
Were you?
The whole time.
That's
just saying, like...
Isn't it annoying how skinny he's got recently?
How fucking skinny he is. Such a cunt. He's got such a massive dick. He's such a cunt. He's really funny. He's such a cunt. So on and so forth. Yeah. And I drew the mic.
Yeah, we recorded it. It's a Patreon special coming out next week.
I feel left out now.
Oh, fuck. Bang.
Yeah. So, anyway... Bulge couldn't come, so we decided that we would just go as the twosome.
Yeah,
the gruesome twosome.
We went to the German Doner Kebab
shop. Yeah.
First time for both of us.
It was, yeah, first time. I've never...
never your first kebab.
Oh, no, obviously. Obviously not. My first German.
That wasn't even my first kebab of the day.
I had a kebab snack before we left.
I had a kebab with a side order of kebab.
Oh, you've heard my order before, I see.
Yes. An extra large kebab with another extra large kebab on the side, please. Any sauce salad? Extra kebab. Anything to drink? Kebab. Kebab smoothie.
Yeah. Just the fat from the trip tray, please.
Can you warm it up so it's not white and solid?
The fat from the mystery meat on the rotisserie.
What I found so weird about German Doner kebab
human
place?
Meat.
Human me. What I found really odd, no lamb. It was chicken and beef, wasn't it?
It was,
okay.
Yeah.
No lamb option, which I thought was very odd. I mean, you can kebab anything.
Obviously.
People.
But Donna, whoever she is, I don't think she's working that night. Go on, Vulture. I mean, you can work the joke out for yourselves, basically. Yeah. She's got something to do with penetrating Donna with a skewer.
Mm. Yours is about as thick as one, isn't it?
I was about to say, yeah, but my skewer, not that long. It's like a... Anyway. Toothpick, yeah. And I thought, I can't.
Yeah, so we went to the GDK first.
Yeah.
Paid over £17 for a...
What, each?
Yes.
Fuck off.
No, that was each.
That was each.
Fuck
two.
Off.
For a kebab box
and
meal.
And we thought charcoal was expensive.
Yeah, you get a lot more meat with charcoal. It's
you
not
do.
Quite, not quite fucking a see-through as what it was in there. It's very thin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it like tracing paper, was
it? I mean, luckily
to
it was in a wrap.
Fair, it was nice.
It was good.
It fucking wants to be.
To be fair, yeah, it does want to be for
quid.
17.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was dear, but that was for a box meal, which was Donna, well, a kebab of your choosing.
Donna, Sheila.
That's not a... chips, a side, and a drink. But the drink was... I got a glass.
And can.
Well, yeah, I got a glass bottle of Coke. The ones that...
Oh, the ones that are about fiver.
They're normally about a fiver. The hole's too small to get...
You don't normally have that problem.
Bam! That's what I need. It's not a problem for me.
No.
But it is a problem for you.
Use them as a spacer. That's a sheath.
But it's one of those that, like, you just... Your lips get sucked into the hole because you're trying to drink out of it. Morning! And it's a small
holy
bottle.
Holy shit, it's the innuendo podcast.
It's like that bit in Jumanji when the game starts sucking everything back in.
It is like that. But yeah, very dear. God almighty, I've missed you two. We're 15 minutes in, I'm having a hoot already.
Yeah, so I mean, this is a long ass way of me telling
a very
mediocre story that you and I went to see a comedian.
Basically, long story short, me and John went to go see a comedian with a kebab beforehand. Anyway.
And the now they're bankrupt. Both of the comedians, the support act and Reggie, were both very funny.
Yeah, Al Full Porter stop. Was a gay Irish comedian who...
Was? He's dead, is he?
R.I.P.
He was on the night. I-R-A-I-P. And basically, got some success as a comedian. And then it turned out he was sending dick pics and grabbing asses. and basically got cancelled like fuck. And that was a few years ago. And basically owned up to it, admitted it. Yeah, I acted stupidly. I was young and immature and I regret my behaviour and everything else. And is now supporting for Reginald D. Hunter across the country and Europe. So nice. Doing quite well for himself. Like he said at the end, didn't he? He said, I just want to prove that, you know, people can make mistakes and get over it and everything else. I thought it was quite a nice touch.
Mm.
I don't know if you noticed, because we both looked into him afterwards, because we're going to... Hopefully he can come this time, because we'd like to see him again if he's... morning. Excuse me. Yeah, did you notice, have you ever looked at any of his stuff, the comments? People going, oh, fucking hell, like booting off because it all came out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But Reginald D. Hunt was very funny as well. Yeah, it was a thoroughly nice evening. I had a cider.
Yep. I had a beer and Moretti.
Yep. That was also very expensive as well, wasn't it? And the bloke who served us was a complete moron, wasn't he?
Two drinks and we had to order them three times. It's two joking, really? And it's two pints as well. It was not...
There was nothing complicated.
There was nothing tricky.
It's not like it was a mixer and there was like two parts to every drink. It was 1 pint of inches, a very small word. I don't have many of them. Waistline, I do. Anyway, pint of inches.
And baseline, a pint of, you don't.
And a pint of Moretti. That was it. Orders don't come much more simpler than that.
No, that's
really.
That's pretty simple, really.
I mean, at the point he asked the second time, I kind of thought, like, does he think we're going to order?
Yeah, where's Beedle?
Does he think we're going to order more, and that's what the problem is? So that, you know, you've just gone, can I have a pint of inches and a Moretti, please? Yep.
That's it.
Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah, no worries.
Because
yeah,
the first
no.
time he said, I said, I've forgotten what he said, pint of inches and what? I was like, pint of inches and a pint of Moretti. He went, okay, no worries. Picked up, went off, come back and went, I'm so sorry, I've totally forgotten what your order was. What was it again? I thought...
Oh, there was a little joke I was going to make on the night, and it'll probably be a bit too late. Did you notice his hand?
He did not have a bead around.
No.
Kim and Benny
fingers,
what all that is.
He's blasting
those
fingers.
Two. That's as long as they were.
Really? I didn't notice that.
I was trying to get you to notice
poor
it.
Poor girlfriend.
I was
poor
trying
boyfriend.
To get you to notice it, because I was going to say, what I was going to say is, he's lost a couple inches.
So I forgot twice.
It's like, maybe he was storing
1 inch.
Maybe he was storing brain cells in his fingers.
He was trying to count on his fingers and the gun was missing two of them.
Did he say something like, take my strong hand and I'm going to stuff the shit out of it?
Oh, Lord.
Blasted
did you
fingers.
Know? Did you know going on to this?
I'm going
to
say the same thing.
That
never gets
line
said.
Never gets said.
Take my strong
take
hand.
Take my strong hand. Actually never gets said.
Is it just take my hand, is it? Or she's definitely there hanging over the side going,
yeah.
It's a, what they call it, it's a Mandela effect, isn't it? That people just remember it differently.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that, because...
Check it now, live on air.
No, fuck that. I'm not called Noodle.
Let us prove you wrong.
Please.
Another interesting sort of Mandela effect. The song, is it...
Prison?
Prison? What?
Nelson Mandela?
Oh, no. Prison. Winnie, when I get home from here, what? Winnie, what? Basically, there's a song. Oh, Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone. Ba, 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 na, ba, na. So, who sang that?
Oh, I saw it the other day. And I can't think who it was.
Well, I wish one of you would remember. Because
David, wasn't it one of the
Motley?
No. It's some random bloke who I've barely heard of.
Z
Top.
Incorrect.
No, it wasn't.
If you ask a lot of people, they'll say ZZ Top.
No.
Because, remember LimeWire? So yes. I'll pick out your music to tell you who it is.
Yes.
George Thorogood.
That's who it is.
When LimeWire first came out, or Napster, whatever it was, I think it might have been Napster, but very early days of it, someone uploaded Bad to the Bone.
And titled it wrong.
Titled it ZZ Top Bad to the Bone. And now, if you look, there was a time period, might even still be going on YouTube, where you type in ZZ Top Bad to the Bone, it'll be there. Actually done by George Thorogood.
Yeah.
Just because one person...
So I saw the album cover the other day. I went, really? He sings that?
Yeah, because what else did he do?
I can't remember what else he did, but it was like, you look at him and you're like, Bad to the Bone? Really?
The thing is, it sounds like ZZ Top as well.
It does.
And it is a kind of song that ZZ Top
would
sing.
It's that kind of
sing.
Thing they do, quite basic and...
I tell you what, talk about a... what's it called when you go from one thing onto another?
Segway?
Is it? I thought it was like a different thing. Anyway. ZZ
it's also
Top.
A mode of transport. That's a desperate
no, not Segway. ZZ Top. Stop saying Segway at me. ZZ Top.
Segway.
Every member of the band, famously, big long beard.
Mm.
Apart from the drummer, whose name is
Beard.
Steve Beard. It's about as interesting as it gets, really.
Okay.